Well, let's go next to those two outbreaks of bird flu on turkey farms, one in County Carlow and the other in County Meath. From next Monday, all poultry will be placed under a housing order. That means birds will have to be kept indoors. A similar order came into effect in the north today. For the latest, I'm joined by our agriculture correspondent, Angus Cox. Angus, what's been happening this morning?
Well, as you say, Rachel, the big development, our biggest development today, is that housing order has come into effect for Northern Ireland from today. That means all poultry and captive flocks need to be kept indoors. We'll have to wait until Monday before the housing order announced yesterday by the Department of Agriculture kicks in here for the Republic of Ireland. But I understand pretty much any farmer who can do so has already been housing their flocks. It might just take some time or a little bit of arrangements in some cases for them to soar capacity. But for the most part, if they're doing it, they're going to do it as soon as possible because it's in the farmer's interest to do so and not wait till Monday. And the minister was just making the point that he didn't want to have anyone in breach of any laws if they weren't in a position to do it right away. And so I think that's why the order will take effect 5 days after the actual announcement. While the Irish Farmers Association today calling on poultry flock owners to adopt what they say is a laser-like focus on biosecurity after the confirmation yesterday of a second outbreak on a commercial farm. It's saying producers should be going through their biosecurity protocols in detail, ensuring there are no gaps anywhere. And at the start of this month, we had more stringent biosecurity measures introduced by the Department of Agriculture. And the IFA is also pointing out that, listen, housing the birds, it's an additional protection, but effective biosecurity, that's the biggest defence, the number one defence in minimising the risk of bird flu.
Can you put these two outbreaks into context for us, Angus? Why are they being taken so seriously?
Sure. Well, the first case was a bird flu outbreak on a turkey farm in Carlow on Tuesday. That was the first outbreak in a commercial poultry flock in Ireland since 2023. So nearly the best part of 2 years, we hadn't seen any cases on a commercial flock. So that's why attention was really focused on this and concern levels went right up. And so we have been having an excellent record in terms of protecting flocks until then. And this is at a time, Rachel, when bird flu, it's rampant across continental Europe and closer to home, even in the UK. Indeed, there have been cases on farms in Northern Ireland too in recent times. Then last night, confirmation of that second outbreak on a commercial turkey farm, this time in a flock on a farm near Kells in Meath. And this farm, I understand, it's a much larger operation than the Carlow one, supplying major supermarkets. So from a supply perspective, it's certainly a concern.
And you've been taking some soundings, I gather, on the Christmas supply.
I certainly have. Well, there is still a bit of time to go before Christmas, but the signs are worrying in terms of the potential availability of Christmas turkeys. Both outbreaks on turkey farms so far, we've mentioned the Meath one is a big one. There are others like that too. So if this were to extend our cases and other ones similar to that operation, you could suddenly see a shortage very quickly. And there are a lot fewer turkey farmers than chicken farmers. So it's much harder to make up any shortfalls in supply. And it's usually around the beginning of December when Christmas turkeys start to be prepared. Until then, there's the risk of further outbreaks that could affect supply. It's been reported today that some producers could start slaughtering turkeys sooner to reduce the risk, and that might see smaller turkeys for sale on supermarket shelves. But I think that's unlikely to happen to any big degree, given that these supply chains and processes are so tightly controlled. And interestingly, about an hour ago, I was speaking with a butcher who about his concerns or otherwise over the situation. He says he's no worries at all over his supply chain for the Christmas turkeys. He said he's very confident in his suppliers. So essentially, no one really knows what's going to happen. It's going to be one of these things we're going to have to wait and see. But this housing order, certainly, the suggestion is that will reduce the risk quite significantly of further outbreaks once that kicks in.
Angus, thank you. That was our agriculture correspondent, Angus Cox.